And here on KBRB, we continue to preview the 2023 and 24 winter sports season. We're talking boys basketball today, and we're joined on the phone lines by coach of the Westhold Huskies, Todd Hale. Huskies coming off a solid season and getting ready with a lot of anticipation for the start of this year. It's a, even though with some experience back, it's a fairly young team, just one senior on the roster. And Todd, I've got to expect that you are really looking forward to working this with this group of young men, including that really talented junior class that you have coming back.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. Like you said, we have enough guys coming back where we're not having to spend a lot of time with those guys, you know, installing, you know, what we want to do. And I think they're going to show a little more maturity than they did last year. So excited to see how they evolve as the season goes on. And as always, I think we're hoping to just get better as the season goes on. And could have some guys really shine this year. We'll see.
Well, you know, Lincoln Conrad coming back after leading you in scoring a year ago, I'm guessing you're going to ask even more of him from a leadership standpoint this year as a junior.
Yeah, you know, Lincoln has worked hard on his game and athleticism, and you know, and I think he's already shown in the last 6 days that he's more mature than he was last year, and you know, we hope that he can take on more of a leadership role. And, you know, along with all those juniors, I think you know, they need to take that step mentally to be mental toughness. It needs to be a little better, and looking forward to seeing how that develops. And I think, you know, Lincoln was, I think, second team all conference last year, and I know his goal this year is to do a little better than that, but you know, I think mainly his goal is for us to be a good team.
You know, in addition to Lincoln, that junior class, a lot of experience back. Zach Huey on the inside. You have Nick Hansen, Drake Nemitz at the guard spots. You saw Andrew Rentschler, Mason Crumrine get a lot of varsity minutes. You know, the one thing you will be doing is replacing a point guard. So talk to us about how the guard outlook looks and who might be stepping in to fill that point guard spot.
Well, Nick Hansen will be our point guard. He was our JV point guard last 2 years. So, you know, he's got a lot of experience and kind of a crazy thing. He broke his right arm, was it a couple of years ago? And all of a sudden, and then he worked really hard on his left hand. And so he's doing a really nice job of being ambidextrous. He's able to go left and right. And, we had our jamboree last night, and I thought he did a really good job of being able to control the basketball. And then we have Kellen Monasterio as a sophomore, and he's another guard, up-and-coming guard. I think we'll be able to rotate him a little bit in that guard rotation. And Drake Nemus can handle it. When we get Andrew Rentschler had to have surgery on his thumb. So when we get Andrew back, he can handle it. Mason Crumrine handles it well enough, and Lincoln handles it. You know, we expect, I guess, everybody to be able to step out and handle the ball a little bit. So Nick will be our point guard, and so far he's doing a really nice job.
You know, you have Zach Huey on the inside. You know, of course, you've got a lot of flexibility with Lincoln at 6'5", and as he puts on a little more, you know, size, he can certainly battle on the inside, especially defensively if you need him there. But how are things shaping up in the post? I imagine maybe Mason have to kind of come in and help out in the post in that rotation.
Yeah, Mason's comfortable in there. Obviously, Zach kind of his skill set is kind of naturally to be 15 feet and in, but he's worked hard at being able to shoot the three and step out a little bit. So it'd be nice if Zach could be a stretch five for us. But Lincoln can step in there. We're trying to spread the floor a little bit better this year and kind of dive different guys in there to post up. So we really don't have the Zach is working at it, but he's not really like your prototypical five man. So we're able to kind of move different guys in there. Benny Blackford has come in and gave us a lot of energy in that spot too. He's undersized, but the guy hustles a lot and he's physical and not afraid of getting after it. So yeah, it'll be more of a kind of a who's up next mentality, and maybe we can take advantage of some mismatches.
Well, you open up the season Friday on the road at Creighton, a game we will have on KBRB. But tell you, looking up and down the Niobrara Valley Conference, going to be a good league again. Elkhorn Valley is going to have a lot of solid players back. They lose a couple scores. You know, Summerlin's got, like you, that really good class of juniors. You've got, you know, Stewart's going to have a solid squad once again. So, you know, up and down the Niobrara Valley Conference, Elgin Public, Pope John, you never sleep on Boyd County. There's a lot of teams in the NVC night in and night out that are capable of jumping up and playing solid basketball.
Yeah, I think the depth is really good this year on the boys' side. I kind of felt like last year there was maybe a top four or five and then everybody else. This year, you could throw Santee in the hat too. Just a lot of guys that – a lot of teams are – it'll be very competitive, so – It'll help all of us through the season, and you know, hopefully by the time we get to sub-districts, we get two or three teams to state. So it'll definitely be a challenge for us, and I think, you know, sometimes that pressure will create diamonds. So we're hoping by the end of the year that that helps us out.
Well, wish you the best of luck. We'll have the Huskies on the air Friday in their season opener on the road at Creighton. Coach Todd Hale joining us here on our season sports previews for the winter sports season as the Husky basketball team getting set to lace them up for the season. Todd, best of luck, and we'll be seeing you in the gyms throughout the next few months.
All right. I really appreciate it, Greg.